Covert Persuasion: Psychological Tactics and Tricks to Win the Game. Authors Kevin Hogan and James Speakman. The word covert in covert persuasion might insinuate incorrect means to try and persuade someone. In actuality, it's totally correct and ethical and only implies the use of skillful tactics that are not obvious to the person being persuaded. Covert persuasion begins in the mind. Covert persuasion is partly trying to create a change in the mind of the customer without him being aware of the changes taking place. The wording you choose to use is one of the most powerful tools in the persuasion. Your objective is to create the right images in the customer's mind that target the behaviour you want. But before reaching that stage, keep in mind that we all naturally resist when we don't believe. We need new images and new information in our minds to be able to have a new outcome. Here are some steps that can help you reach this outcome. First, you can identify a targeted problem situation so that you can identify what your customer does not want to experience. Also, remember that it's important to make the customer feel he is calling the shots. Moreover, you have to make sure that your offerings are genuine and real. You should also not judge your client even when they say things that don't sound appropriate to you, when you understand them and their responses might make more sense to you. Finally, never tell your target person that they are wrong. From no to yes. Saying no for most people is an instant reaction that stems from the previous bad experience. If you want the person to act out according to what makes sense rather than what they fear, then you must make them aware of both outcomes and end with a realistic picture. It's essential to know that influencing someone does not and cannot happen without giving specific instructions. Simply telling someone to do or not to do something is fruitless. What you want to keep in mind is also to have the best interests of everyone you communicate with. Also, keep in mind that most people have set beliefs. So if that belief is a negative one towards what you are trying to convince them, then you must change that belief. Covert Persuasion 101, the tactics. The following are collected tactics that are used in covert persuasion. 1. Build up rapport quickly by mirroring and matching a person's body positions. 2. Find something that connects you to the individually emotionally. 3. Try to speak with the same rate and tone as your target. 4. Once rapport is established, it becomes the time to begin your presentation. 5. Show your credibility by admitting your small fault or drawback before the target does it for you. 6. Tell your target a short story about someone similar to him who benefited from you or followed your advice and won. 7. People like to be positively surprised, so give your client a statement of fact that he's never known before. 8. Deliver more than you promise. 9. Be better than a good listener. 10. Allow your client to see what you are providing is linked to a famous and experienced people. 11. Shift your target's time reference from past to present to future in a speedy manner before the target themselves will be making early comparisons to those that they have met before. Putting your target in a future state of mind is already a very good incentive for them to say yes. 12. The setting you meet your client is an ultimate covert weapon. Some settings and locations have powerful influence on the way of thinking and the influence is spoken before the words are. 13. Presupposition is a term that describes the intent made behind the language you are using. For example, in telling someone, "Let's take a look at these reports after lunch, okay?" The presumption is that both of you will be working on the reports and the work okay is itself leading technique here. 14. Make sure your body language is conveying your words. 15. Visualize desired outcome. 16. People take their information either visually, auditorily, or through kinesthetic channels. Find out which channel is used most by your target and reply your answers to him via the same channel. 17. When making a proposal of any sort, learn first to delete unnecessary information. Then make some distortions to make your point clear. Finally, generalize your point to have it include other people. 18. People like empathy and enjoy the idea that someone is able to see their point of view, provided that you are genuinely concerned about what is best for them. 19. Try using three propositions in a row to prove your point. 20. Write down your delivery sentences and highlight the points and commands that you want to stress. 21. People literally change their mind by a moment, especially when nearing a decision point. The focused outcome mindset. The ability to imagine the goal or outcome in your mind is what truly separates those who succeed and those who struggle. The ability to stay focused takes far more energy than most people can imagine. Our brains have a tendency to go in mind drift mode. Focus and learn to prioritize issues into one of these categories, an urgent but not important, urgent and important, and neither urgent nor important, or not urgent but important. Use questions to covertly persuade. Questions that have emotional appeal and are poorly timed make others want to listen. They get immediate attention and put your listener and audience on the defensive, meaning they have to think before answering, giving you opportunity to organize your next thought. They also lead your listeners towards the conclusion that you want. Moreover, questions give a good emotional appeal by asking your audience what do they want to do instead of telling them what to do. Question asking has a set of rules that ought to be followed. 1. Make sure your audience knows the answer, as most don't like being asked questions they can't answer. 2. Use leading questions that are statements turned into questions to put the answer into listeners' mind. 3. Relate and connect your question to the situation or target person. 4. Have a general emotional appeal that everyone agrees. 5. Provide your listener with a choice question where they can agree one way or another. Using emotions to covertly persuade. Using emotion to persuade is far more powerful than using facts. Emotions carry the meaning and can move people to take the action you want. People tend to decide emotionally and justify that decision with facts. A couple of persuasion tricks is that you can use by start giving your target information that they already know and agree to, then expand from there, giving them the new information by asking them questions that will allow them to draw on their own conclusions. Always remember that your ultimate goal in wanting to move your target to the state of mind that you want, the best way to achieve it, and the way to put all the techniques talked about by starting backwards. Start with your final goal in mind and work your way backwards to where you stand now. That takes more hard work, but it's well worth the results.